Welcome back inside the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows, live and on demand, right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. The NBA conversation continues with Mitch Lawrence, host of SiriusXM NBA Radio. Defensively, who could stop Russell Westbrook?
Well, nobody can really stop him. I mean, what you have to count on is he's not going to shoot well, and he's going to make bad decisions. I mean, those are two things that Westbrook, as much as we all love Westbrook because he's a guy who plays, you know, full throttle all the time, and he's always, you know, among the guys in the league who brings his ferocious competitiveness night in and night out. Not many guys. But he's turnover prone. He's not a great decision maker at times, and he's certainly not a great shooter at times. So those are the type of things he'll end up stopping himself more than anybody else will.
A little did you know, Russell Westbrook now owns 42 career triple-doubles, which ranks second among active NBA players. LeBron James is first with 43. He joins Oscar Robertson as the only player in NBA history to record 13,000 points, 3,400 rebounds, 4,500 assists through his first 600 games. And, Mitch, you've watched a lot of basketball throughout all the years. Who does he remind you of? We're so blessed to have the opportunity to watch him, I mean, but who does he remind you of?
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, I especially with the way he plays, that high-level energy, there aren't many guys he reminds me of at all. He's a definite throwback. I mean, I love his attitude. He reminds me, in attitude-wise, of guys who played in the 80s. He doesn't want to be buddy-buddy with people. He's just a ferocious competitor. He's a tough comparison. He's a phenomenal athlete. That's what we love him for. I mean, there was a game a couple of years ago. You know, a lot of these arenas, when you go and report games, like going to Madison Square Garden the other night, I'm sitting up in the nosebleed seats, and I'm not complaining. That's just the way it is. We used to be on the floor.
Right.
You know, we used to be at the floor at the Garden, and we used to be able to talk to, you know, you'd be able to hear players, and you'd be able to, you know, figure out what coaches were doing very easily because they were right there in front of you. Well, in Oklahoma City, that's still a place where they'll put you on the floor down there. And I'm telling you what, I saw a game, a wild Knick game a couple of years ago. This is back in the 2013 season when the Knicks won 54 games and J.R. Smith was the sixth man. The Knicks went in there and won a wild, it was like a 130-125, you know, overtime game. And Russell Westbrook on one play, I swear to God, he took a defensive rebound down. Alyssa, wow. I think he was up the court in like two dribbles. He was at the foul line at the other end.
Incredible.
I mean, when you see it in person, you can't believe how fast and athletic and great he is with the ball in his hands. So he's just he's kind of like a guy you just don't see a lot of other players like him.
The host of SiriusXM NBA Radio, Mitch Lawrence, with us. He's back in the saddle at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Thanksgiving weekend. And one of the teams we definitely got to talk about, the team that is at the top of the Western Conference, the best start. You're talking about the Clippers. Give us a hit on them because they have come out of the gates very, very fast.
Yeah, I mean, the other night when they beat Toronto, and Toronto had, you know, played Cleveland twice and Golden State, and they were 0-3 against those two teams. After his team got beat by the Clippers, Dwayne Casey came out and said, guys, this team right here, the Clippers, they're the best team right now in the NBA. And, I mean, you look statistically, everything defensively says they are. They're doing a great job holding down opponents. Offensively, they're clicking. I think a big thing in their favor is they come back with a lot of the same guys they've had the last 3 or 4 years. You know, Alyssa, with free agency and the way players move around, you get a lot of changes in starting lineups. See it here with New York. They got a bunch of new guys in the starting lineup, including Derrick Rose. You got a bunch of new point guards all over the place, whether it's George Hill in Utah, whether it's Jeff Teague in Indiana, Dennis Schroeder in Atlanta. You've got Rajon Rondo in Chicago. That takes a team a while to adjust to a new point guard. Plus, you've got a situation in Houston. Mike D'Antoni's bringing in a new system. How many new coaches are there? And almost half the 30 teams have new coaches. So when you have that, you have a change in how, you know, things have to get done. Doc Rivers is still out there with the Clippers, with Chris Paul. That gives them a bit of advantage. With Blake Griffin, these guys have hit the ground running because I think they've got a lot to be said about the continuity factor the teams have when they don't have to work in new players into their main rotation. So that's a big deal. And the other thing is that Blake Griffin has elevated his play. He had a lost year last year. You got to remember, he got in that fight with the assistant trainer, broke his hand, had the injury to end the season in the playoffs. It was just a lost season. He's come back rededicated, refocused, off to a phenomenal start. They've got two facilitators now. It's not just Chris Paul. They can also get a lot out of Blake Griffin in terms of how he can pass the ball. So those are a couple of keys to why they've gotten off to this great start.
Can they sustain these winning ways and close out? Because the real season gets underway in the month of May.
You hit the question on everybody's mind. I mean, the thing about the Clippers is they've had successful regular seasons in the past, and then in the playoffs, they'll have something crazy happen. They'll have a collapse like they did against Houston in that playoff series a couple of years ago, or last year in the same game against Portland. You know, they lose Chris Paul and Blake Griffin for the year, for the season, and they're done. So that's the big question everybody's asking. Wouldn't it be great to see? I mean, look what happened to the Chicago Cubs this year. It's not like it can't be done, but, you know, the big problem is when you look at teams and you look at the way the NBA is, the Clippers just don't have a LeBron James. They just don't have a Steph Curry. They don't have Kevin Durant. And so that puts them kind of behind the eight ball unless Chris Paul and Blake Griffin can even raise their play in the spring. I always have a problem. You know, there's some guys who are great regular season players, and in the playoffs they struggle or they don't raise their level. They don't make their players, their teammates better. We've been seeing that out of the Clippers. I think it's time for those guys to step up.
Another team I definitely want to hit on in the Western Conference is the Dallas Mavericks. They are struggling mightily. They're trying to make the most out of just a rebuilding season right now. They've been missing five of their top eight players, so it's been very, very difficult for all Maverick fans.
Well, listen, when Dirk Nowitzki can't answer the bell because he's got an Achilles problem, and they've had all kinds of other injuries too. You know, a lot of their top starters, a lot of their big players. It's not just, you know, it's Darren Williams, and it's guys like J.J. Barea, who's even a better, you know, a bigger, big-time competitor compared to some of their other guys. It's just impossible for a guy like Rick Carlisle, who's one of the top coaches in the league, one of the top five coaches, I would think. You just can't go into battles game in and game out with Harrison Barnes and a bunch of JV, you know, a JV type of team after Harrison Barnes. So this is the type of thing where it looks like a lost season for the Mavericks. I don't know what Dirk's future is. He's obviously down for another year. He wants to keep playing, but if this Achilles keeps bothering him, I just wonder about his long-term future, if he has one.
Well, Rick's done an amazing job getting these guys ready to play. I mean, even that game earlier this week on Monday night against the Spurs, those guys competed and weren't unable to close out at the end.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to compete. They're going to play hard. What it's going to come down to, it sometimes it's just going to be a manpower problem. Sometimes it's going to be you're playing guys who are playing, you know, starters minutes when they should be playing reserves minutes, and then get diminishing returns when they have to play extra time. But you know what? Most nights they're going to play hard. They're going to have the effort. They're going to be well coached. They're going to have a game plan because Rick and his staff do a great job. But look, if you don't have your main guys and you're walking into an NBA arena against a team, especially like the Spurs, as bad as what Popovich said, the Spurs played and they didn't deserve to win. The Mavericks aren't still going to win that game because, you know what, they're going to be outmanned. That's the old expression, you're going to get outmanned.
Always our main guy. That is Mitch Lawrence, the host of SiriusXM NBA Radio, joining us on this Thanksgiving weekend. God's blessings, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you, Mitch.
I enjoyed it. Best to you and yours.
Thank you so much. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. Stick around. Much more coming your way at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.